This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This was, you pointed this out to me earlier this morning, Colin, before we even went on the air, and this story just jumps out at you. Maybe it doesn't if you're used to high school basketball, but Mount Lebanon Alderdice playoff game last night, right? And Mount Lebanon's up 50-49, 1.7 minutes left in the game. Dice miss a shot, and Mount Lebanon grabs a rebound. And then they stand at center court, just inside the half-court line, with the basketball, guard standing there with the ball on his hip, for somewhere around 45 seconds at least. And the clock continues to run, and the clock continues to run, and the clock continues to run. It actually ended up being somewhere over a minute now as I look at the times. And Alderdice didn't pressure the kid, so that's on them. But it's interesting that we're at a point, and we've seen this in high school basketball for years at different points, right? But where a team says, we're up by one with 6 minutes left in a game, we're going to just take the air out of the basketball. And it's time, I think, to adopt a shot clock of some sort in these games.
Oh, yeah. Well, there are in different states, and there are, like, in Europe, like, you start playing with a shot clock when you're 10 years old. It's just, that's the way it works. There's two sides to this there's no fault. Okay, Joey David coaches Mount Lebanon. He's a very good coach. Really, really, really good coach. Now, he's playing within the confines of the rules.
Absolutely.
The thing that's weird, though, when it gets to this, and I'm not faulting him, I'm just stating this. This becomes a coach versus coach situation. And that's how you're deciding who's winning. It's not player versus player.
Exactly.
But that's part of the whole thing. And nobody wants to see that, though. I mean, really, let's be frank. Nobody wants to see a kid stand with his hands on his hip and have a basketball at midcourt and watch the clock go down for 2 minutes. Nobody paid to see that. Nobody wants to see it. Nobody's mom and dad comes out and wants to watch that. No student section wants to see it. They don't. It's stupid. It's silly. It does. Now, it's strategy. But again, are you there in high school athletics to see coaches coach in strategy, or are you there to see participants participate? The other side, if there was a shot clock, it would all be rectified.
Yes.
You'd have to go and you'd have to play. The other part of it too, though, if you're Alderdice and you don't want that to happen, run out and match up right away.
Yes. Yes. And that's where I'm kind of lost on what exactly went down last night. Even after watching the video that Post-Gazette reporter Brad Everett posted on Twitter, I'm at a loss as to why Alderdice didn't do that, but I agree. You want to win. I get that. Everybody wants to win, but this is almost at a win at all costs kind of method. Again, within the parameters of the rules, I understand, but as you put it, and I think put it well, nobody comes to watch a bunch of kids stand around on the floor, especially with 6 minutes left in the game. You want to do that with a minute, minute and a half left, and you're up by 6, 7, 8 points? Okay. But you do that when you're up by one with 6 minutes left? I just wonder how much that's in the spirit of the game.
It's good coaching, but again, I don't go to watch coaches. I go to watch games.
Right.
But it's a gross and negligent error on Alderdice's coach's part to not just go expedite the pace of the game
and
go match up.
Go push it.
But it shouldn't come down to coaches. The powers that be should, it should be about players. And if they really want it to be about players, you implement a shot clock. Now, I don't know what the cost restrictions are, because you're going to have to get that mechanism. You're going to have to retrofit backboards. You're going to have to do that, or put them on the, I don't know. Shot clocks are tough. If you put them on the floor, you know, they could, but you know, you do that. But it's incumbent upon Alderdice's coach, Buddy Valinsky, in this case, who's a really good coach, to just tell his kids to run out there and go match up. So I don't know. It's awkward all the way around.
Yeah.
It just is.
It really is. As we mentioned, the Penguins are in Buffalo tonight.
It's just like, wait, hold on for 1 second, though.
It's
like, there's not a whole lot else that you can equate it to in sports. You know? Like, it's not like a knuckleball pitcher. It's not like, you know, going and running some weird You know, like for years, like McKeesport in football ran that triple wishbone option
right.
offense. It's not like that. This is just inactivity.
It's
a game.
The only thing I can think of is intentionally pitching around a guy like all four times he comes to the plate, right? And not allowing that guy.
But that doesn't impact. This impacted all 10 players.
Right. You're right.
Simultaneously.
Yeah.
And the whole crowd, you're watching a kid stand with a ball on his hip.
And
I don't know.
Yeah.
Again, if you're Alderdice's coach, you just tell your kid, run out there and match up or get close enough to him. You don't even have to get in his face. Get close enough to him where the official starts the 5-second call.
Yes.
And just make that happen. I don't know. It's just weird. It would be fixed if there was a shot clock. Oh, my gosh. I'm watching this clip here.
It's awkward,
my man,
isn't
Brad
it?
Everett. Brad Everett, it works his backside off. He works for the Post-Gazette. He's covered high school sports for a long time. He's a good dude. And he started filming this, and I tweeted this out. This is interesting, though. I know there's a lot of Steeler talk. There's a lot of Penguin talk. I watched this clip, and it's, like, painful.
Yes.
And I know Buddy Valinsky, the coach from Alderdice, right? And they got a rabid fan base, right? I know this dude, Fred Rabner, he's an attorney in town. He, like, dies with him. I see him tweeting every day about Dice, right? Buddy Valinsky, the coach there, he let his guys down. Tell him to go out and pick up.
That's what it comes down to. Like, all you're gonna do is walk out. You don't even just walk within like 2 feet of the kid, and they're gonna count to five, and he's gonna have to move the ball.
Because Joey David at Mount Lebanon knew that once the game got squeezed like that, his kids were gonna make free throws, and they did. They all made free throws. It's dumb. It's archaic. It's stupid. The term in the way that there's not a shot clock. Some states have had them for like 20 years.
But it's also still within the rules here.
It's a weird way to win, but it's within the rules.
But if you're in the playoffs and trying to advance, and I don't.
I was waiting for Shooter to walk in the door half drunk. I mean, it's just so antiquated. It's okay. He's an assistant coach. Oh, we've got a technical foul. I don't know, but apparently people want to talk
yes,
about this.
Mark and Cranberry, you're on the Fan Morning Show.
Yeah, guys, I was a former high school boys basketball coach, and there's a little bit more to it than what you guys are saying. I mean, we go out and we scout different teams, and at that point in time, Mount Lebanon may have wanted them to go man-to-man because they had a good matchup inside that they wanted to do. And it was up to Alderdice to come out and play them because that was the strategy of the coach after seeing scouts and seeing what their best opportunity to score. So it's not like they were just holding the ball to let the clock climb. They wanted Alderdice to come out because they might have seen a certain matchup that they wanted to exploit to win the ball game.
No, bro, I don't know what world you live in, but
have
Mount
you seen
Lebanon
the video,
can't
Mark?
Run with Alderdice. I mean, that's part of the game plan, too.
Well, you don't want to run with Alderdice, but you may have a big matchup inside that you can get the ball inside and go.
No. The guy stood with his hand on with the ball on his hip for 2.5 minutes. That's not about creating a matchup or clearing out or trying to get some matchup or getting them to come out of a zone. Mark, I respect the fact that you coach basketball.
And I understand
that's
what
about,
he's saying.
I do.
But
that's about
watch the video.
It's about squeezing the game.
Yeah.
It really is. And again, it is a match of wits. And it's Joey David won. But it's nobody wants to watch it.
No.
And it's why that should be Exhibit A whenever they go to Mechanicsburg or wherever the PIAA is, if it's still there, and have some kind of hearing and say, we need a shot clock.
Well, why do we need one? Well, prove it to us.
Right. Well, here's
well, watch
the thing.
This video from Alderdice and Lebo.
Right. And the other thing, this isn't Mapletown and Charleroi in November. This is like a big playoff game.
Yes.
And I'm not huge into high school sports or high school, but a lot of people die with this, you know? They do. And you go and you pay, and they charge you for it. Like, it's like, what is it, $8 to get in a game?
Yeah, 10, I think.
Right.
I mean, I took the kids to the TJ Char Valley game down at the Pete, and it was like $40 after I bought them hot dogs and Cokes.
Right, and they go watch that.
Yeah.
Okay. The only good thing is the game only takes 20 minutes this way. You're home.
Justin's in Char Valley. Speaking of Chartiers Valley, you're on the Fan Morning Show, Justin.
Hey, what's up, guys? Good morning. Going back a little over a decade here, but you actually just mentioned Chartiers Valley. Do you remember when Dwan Blanc played for Shenley and Chartres Valley played them down at the Palumbo Center.
Yes, they did the same thing.
Yeah, but it was even worse, man. Remember, like, Shenley got the tip and then went down, dunked it in 3 seconds, and then Chartres Valley held the ball literally the whole first half, basically. They passed it back and forth. So, I mean, obviously I'm from CV. I thought it was a good game plan, but it was the most boring game I ever went to.
But at least Justin, they passed it around because, like, they had T.J. McConnell and they had Prophetic
Mike
Kid
Jerry.
And all those guys, right? But they passed the basketball around.
They did.
Shenley, like, tried to play them a little bit. This was a little bit different where Alderdice didn't even come out and defend. It's just boring as hell. I mean, there's no two ways about it.
And you can come to a happy medium here where this can still be retained as somewhat of a strategy by some teams, but you still force teams to play. This doesn't have to be a 20-second shot clock we're talking about. You have a big old 40, 45-second shot clock.
There you go.
And that kind of fixes it because teams can still take the air out of the ball when they feel like it's necessary, but you still force the game to be played.
You're right. You're dead right. See, that's a great point. We're not advocating, you're not advocating, I'm not, and we don't have the same views all the time, but we're not like hammering home some 24-second shot clock in high school basketball.
Right.
Put in a 60-second shot clock if you want. You just can't whittle off 2 minutes and 40 seconds.
Just standing there.
I mean, at some point, you just like, somebody on defense, just take your shoe off.
Throw it at them.
Get sick. Throw up on the court and make them stop the game to inbound the ball. Poop your pants. Do something. Make, you know?
An unusual defense from Alderdice tonight.
I know. A guy pooped his pants. Well, we got to inbound the ball.
Somebody clean that up.
Right. I don't know. Fake a heart attack. Something.
Elizabeth.
I wouldn't want to watch that. You don't.
No.
Oh, man. You get some Yinzers and Butler. You don't see Ethan Morton doing that. He goes after him.
That's what you're supposed to do.
He goes up, he dunks on him. He ain't scared of no Alderdice.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.